And welcome to A Plus English. I'm Kat.
And I'm Celine.
Let's start off today with a little question. What do money, magazines, and airplanes all have in common?
Huh? 钱、杂志和飞机有什么共通点?
I am so confused right now. I think I don't know the answer.
Okay, well, should I give it to you?
Yeah, okay. Thanks.
The answer is they're all made of paper.
Airplane too?
Not normal airplanes, paper airplanes, the ones、okay. that you do that.
Okay.
And we use paper for lots of other things too. How do we, what's one ways that we use paper, what do you think?
Like Japanese use paper to do origami?
That's right, yeah. And、maybe making crafts out of paper, or just、That's、printing、right. books out of paper. We、yes. read off it. Yeah.、Mm-hmm. So today we're talking about a certain kind of paper that we use for things like printing. You see、mm-hmm. it everywhere. You probably even have this in front of you right now.
Yeah, right now. Yeah.、
Hmm. Let's find out what it is.
A plus encyclopedia.
Hello and welcome to the show. Today we're going to talk about A4 paper. The question of the day is, which country doesn't use A4 paper? A. The UK. B. Japan. C. The US. Do you have the answer in mind?Now, the answer is C, the U.S. If you guessed C, you're right. Most countries in the world use A4 paper. However, you'll have trouble finding a piece of A4 paper in the U.S. This is because the U.S. measures paper in inches.Most other countries measure it in millimeters, or mm. The U.S. uses letter-size paper. It's shorter and wider than A4 paper. A4 paper is 210 millimeters by 297 millimeters. However, letter-size paper is 8.5 inches by 11 inches.That's the same as 216 millimeters by 280 millimeters. The different ways of measuring things cause this slight difference between the two kinds of paper.
Word power!
Paper. Paper.Freddie used 3 pieces of paper for his math homework. Freddie used 3 pieces of paper for his math homework. Measure, 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 measured, measured. Roger measured his living room.Before he bought a new sofa. Roger measured his living room before he bought a new sofa. Short, short. Julia cut her hair short for the summer. Julia cut her hair short for the summer. Wide.Wide. This street is only wide enough for bicycles, not cars. This street is only wide enough for bicycles, not cars.
Millimeter. Slight.
Okay, so the article starts off by talking about、a question. Which country doesn't use A4 paper?
Mm-hmm. 今天知识库的问题是哪一个国家不用 A4 纸、 真的有国家不用 A4 纸吗? I thought everyone uses A4 paper.
Apparently not. Well, and here's our first vocab word. It's paper, of course. P-A-P-E-R. It's a noun, paper. Why don't we find out more about paper?Okay, so we're talking about paper. Paper is the flat, usually white thing we use to write or draw on. There's probably a paper in front of you right now. We also use paper to print things like books. This kind of paper is actually an uncountable noun. So we say a piece of paper or a sheet of paper. If you're writing a report or something for school, you could use it as a countable noun. I'm writing a paper. So here's an example.Freddie used 3 pieces of paper for his math homework. Freddie used 3 pieces of paper for his math homework.
我们看到今天的第一个单字十分重要，跟本次的主题是息息相关，也就是 paper。那 paper 是名词，意思就是纸啦。那一般来说呢，是不可以数的哦。所以你要说一张纸，你会说 a piece of paper， 或是刚刚 Cat 说的 a sheet of paper， 而不会是 a paper。但如果你要说这个文件啊，或者是报告，这时候的 paper 就可以拿来数啦。那像刚刚 Cat 说的 ，I am writing a paper， 这边的 paper 就可以解释成一份报告。那例句的意思呢，就是说这个 Freddie 用了3张纸写他的数学作业啦。
So here's going back to the question: Which country does not use A4 paper? So we have 3 options here. We have A, the UK,
the United Kingdom.
B, Japan, or C, the US, the United States. Yeah.
我们现在呢有三个选项。第一个是英国，就是 the UK， 那第二个呢是日本 Japan， 那最后一个是 C 选项美国 the US。
So what do you think it is? Take a moment.
Yeah.
But let me tell you now. If you guessed C, you're right. Yeah, so it's the US.
C.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
I knew because I'm from there.
Okay, yeah, sure. Yeah. 答案是 C 哦，如果你猜 C， 你就答对了。
Yeah, so most countries in the world use A4 paper.
That's right. 这个世界上大部分的国家都用 A4 的纸。诶，感觉很合理，因为台湾也是用 A4 纸啊。
However, you'll have trouble finding a piece of A4 paper in the US.
Really? I can't find a piece of A4 paper in the US?
Maybe not. Or maybe you have to go to a special paper shop. I don't know.
Okay, 太吃惊了。文章说但是你要在美国找到一张 A4 纸是很困难的。Have trouble doing something， 就是说做什么事情是很困难的。例如说你要说啊准时好难，那我们就可以说 I have trouble being on time.
Oh, I have trouble getting up in the morning, something like that.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is because the US measures paper in inches.
OK, 从这句话呢我们就可以开始知道说为什么美国没有 A4 纸。这是因为美国是用英寸来测量纸张的哦。
And an inch is about this big, I would say. Yeah.
This big.
That big. Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe the first part of your thumb. Yeah. So, here we see another vocab word, measure. M-E-A-S-U-R-E. It's a verb, measure. Let's find out what measure means.Okay, so we're talking about the word measure. To measure something means to see how big, how long, how heavy, how far, and something else it is. We measure in something like kilometers, kilograms, inches, light years. We can measure in lots of different things. Here we're asking, how big or how long is it for a piece of paper? So we measure in inches. Here's an example.Roger measured his living room before he bought a new sofa. Roger measured his living room before he bought a new sofa.
那今天的第二个单字是 measure. Measure 是一个动词，意思是测量、丈量的意思。那要怎么用呢？比如说，我们要说以一个单位来测量某物，我们就可以说 measure something in 一个单位。那像是刚刚的课文就是用英寸来 测量纸。所以呢 measure paper in inches、
yes.
就是这样子啊，就是用这样子来测量纸。那刚刚例句的意思就是说 Roger 在买新沙发之前先丈量了他的客厅。
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the U.S. measures paper in inches, but most other countries measure it in millimeters or mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
英国是用英寸，说错，美国是用英寸当这个测量单位。那其他地方呢？其他地方，其他大多数国家是用公里来测量。那 meter 是公尺，大家知道哈。那 centimeter 那个 center 是 centi 是百分之一的意思，所以 centimeter 是百分之一公尺，也就是一公分。那 milli 是起千分之一的意思，所以 millimeter 就是千分之一公尺，也就是公里的意思啦。嗯、
mm-hmm. okay. So yeah, millimeters are much smaller than inches. They have a different way.、Mm-hmm. So the U.S. uses letter-size paper, actually. Yeah,、
oh, not so the、A4. Name is letter-size.
Right.
Okay. 美国用的是什么呢？我们终于要揭晓啦。美国用的是 letter size paper， 那这种纸的尺寸呢，就叫 letter。那中文我们就是翻译成标准信纸规格。嗯
哼、mm-hmm. ，It's shorter and wider than A4 paper.
Shorter and wider.
Yeah, shorter and wider.
Okay， 这个只有在美国在用的纸，他们会比这个 A4 纸短，也比 A4 纸宽。那这边我们用了比较级 ，A is形容词比较级 than B 的用法，那 shorter 和 wider 就是比较级，表示说哎较短较宽的意思。嗯
哼、mm-hmm. So here we see our first vocab word that is short. It's an adjective, short, S-H-O-R-T. Let's find out what are we talking about with short here. Okay, we are talking about the word short. There are actually two kinds of short, short in height and short in length.So here we are talking about short length. How long something is means how big it is from top to bottom. Short is the opposite of long here. We're making short into a comparative adjective with er, so shorter, to show it is more short than the other thing. Here's an example. Julia cut her hair short for the summer. Julia cut her hair short for the summer. Short hair, just like me.
Yeah, and I have long hair.
Right, so Celine has long hair, yeah. I have short hair.
Yeah, so short 是形容词，意思是短的。那说人身高的时候也可以说是矮的，那也就是长的，刚说 long 的反义。那比较级呢就是 shorter。例句的意思，刚刚例句说 Julia 为了夏天把头发给剪短了。
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the other vocab word we see here is wide. So we talked about it, letter paper is shorter than A4. It's also wider. So wide is another adjective, W-I-D-E. Let's find out what that means. Okay, so we talked about short already. Now we're talking about wide. Wide is how big something is from one side to another. We talked about short, which is top to bottom. Wide is the other way. So wide here will be the left and right sides of the paper. We see er again to show wider. It's more wide than the other kind. So here's an example. This street is only wide enough for bicycles, not cars.This street is only wide enough for bicycles, not cars. So the street is not very wide. The opposite of wide is narrow.
好，马上来看到最后一个单字，也就是 wide. 它是一个形容词，意思是宽的。那例句的意思就是说，这条街道只对脚踏车来说够宽，对汽车来说是不够的。那在文章里刚刚说过是用比较级的形式，所以你看到的是 wider， 要记得 wide 因为是一结尾，所以只需要加上 r 就可以形成比较级咯。
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we wouldn't want to spell it W-I-D-E-E-R.
That sounds stupid.
Yeah, wider. That would be strange. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the article goes on to say A4 paper is 210 millimeters by 297 millimeters. So 210 this way, 297 this way.
Okay, A4 纸的大小是210公里乘上297公里。那英文里面要说面积大小就可以说数字 by 数字，那代表就是几乘几的意思啦。
Yeah. However, letter size paper is 8.5 inches or 8.5 inches by 11 inches.
Okay. Mm-hmm. 这句话呢，我们又再次运用了这个面积大小的说法。这句话说，但是呢，标准信纸的这个尺寸是 8.5 英寸乘上11英寸。
Mm-hmm. So that's actually the same as 216 millimeters by 280 millimeters. So it's like 6 millimeters wider and then...
Okay, I'm so lost.
Yeah, it's wider and it's shorter, right.
Yeah, I'm bad with...numbers.
That's okay. I am too.
So, 这个英寸呢，我想大家都很不习惯。我们来翻成公里。文章就是说，这个 size 等同于216公里乘上280公里。那 A is the same as B, 就是说 A 跟 B 是一样的。那8.5 英寸乘上11英寸就跟216公里乘上这个280公里是一样的哦。
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and actually something interesting, when I was growing up in the U.S., we didn't call it letter size paper. We just call it 8.5 by 11.
Oh! But,
yeah, we just call it by the inches, yeah. So A4 is much
easier. That's a long name.
I know, A4 is much easier to say. I prefer A4 now. So the different ways of measuring things, inches and millimeters, cause this slight difference between the two kinds of paper.
Okay. Mm-hmm.测量物品的不同方式呢，导致了这两种纸张之间些微的不同。那这句话的主词呢，就是 the different ways of measuring things， 因为 ways 是复数，那所以紧接着动词 cause 就是复数型的样子。那受词呢，就是 this slight difference between the two kinds of paper。那这后半部就是在讲说导致的结果啦。那 slight 拿来修是 difference， 它是一个形容词，意思是些微的，稍稍的。
Yeah. So why don't we go on to our magic box?
Yeah, and we're back with our review time.
Magic box， 找亮点。
Hi， 我是 Casey。大家学英文学了这么久，都知道英文里面有些动词不是很符合直觉，后面有时候呢会需要加上动名词，而不是习惯的不定词 to be， 像是 keep walking 继续走路， keep reading 继续阅读，或者是 practice singing 练习唱歌，这些动词后面呢都会用动名词来当作受词。今天要学的句型呢就是这样，以动名词当作受词的例子哦。如果呢我们要说做某件事情很困难，你会怎么翻成英文呢？例如我说我每天去健身房是很困难的， I have trouble going to the gym every day. I have trouble going to the gym every day. 或是呢要 Ryan 阅读中文是有困难的， Ryan has difficulty reading Chinese. Ryan has difficulty reading Chinese. 整理一下刚刚的句型哦，某个人 have trouble, difficulty, problemOr a hard time， 再加上一个动名词，就有某个人做某件事情困难的意思哦。你可能会疑惑，这个句型为什么要使用动名词呢？其实呢，这个句型中间省略了一个介系词，这样这个字的话，你就会很清楚为什么要用动名词啦。Have trouble in doing something 是这个句型原本的样子。只是呢，后来大家都会将介系词硬给省略不讲啦。介系词后面要加上动名词这个规则，你一定知道。这样一说，这个句型是不是就可以解释了呢？刚学了有困难的用法，那如果是相反的，做某件事情很开心、快乐，有段美好的时光呢，一样也可以套用这个句型哦。某个人 have a good time or have fun， 一样接上动名词。举例来说 ，My family had a good time traveling to Canton last summer。My family had a good time traveling to Canton last summer. 我们家去年去夏天去垦丁玩得很开心。换你练习啦，试着用今天学的句型说，我不容易记住人们的名字。试着回答看看，答案马上揭晓啦，拜拜。
The answer is, I have trouble remembering people's names. 你答对了吗？
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽！
Alright, we are back for review time!
Yeah!
Yay! And as you can see, today we are playing Pictionary!
How are we going to play it?
Well, I'm going to draw a picture of the word on the board, and let's see, what are the four words you've got to choose from? Paper, measure, short and wide.
Okay, so okay. I'm going to guess from these four words.
Right, right. Okay. So let's see if I can draw it well enough that you can guess. Oh, I know. Okay.
Okay, a happy person.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then...
a bigger...
But look at their body. Look at their body.
Okay, I think it's wide.
Yeah, they are wide.
This person is wider than this person.
Okay, that's a good way of saying that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, let's see what I'm going to draw next.
Whoa, so what's next?
Let me think. This might be kind of difficult to draw, but I will try. Mm-hmm. And... like this? I don't know. I don't know if you can tell what it is. Maybe I'll write something on it.
Ah, okay. This is a paper. A piece of paper.
A piece of paper. Two pieces of paper, I think.
Oh, that's two?
Yeah, okay, sorry. But it's good. She got it. Okay.
Okay, two pieces of paper.
Right. So, let's see. Got time for one more?
Yeah.
Okay. Last one. I'll do it very quickly.
Let's do one more.
One more. Let's see. I know.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now it looks like a math problem.
Not really.
Okay. So is it a ruler?
Kind of, yes. What do you do with a ruler?
I use ruler to... measure things. So
yeah.
Measure.
That's measure.
Yeah.
All right. That's all the time we have for today. But you guys can play this game with your friends and your classmates. Maybe do some silly drawings. See if you can draw a paper better than me. All right.
Okay.
We'll see you next time.
Bye.
A plus encyclopedia.
Which size paper to use?
Hello and welcome to the show. Today we're going to talk about A4 paper. The question of the day is, which country doesn't use A4 paper? A. The UK. B. Japan. C. The US. Do you have the answer in mind? Now, the answer is C.The U.S. If you guessed C, you're right. Most countries in the world use A4 paper. However, you'll have trouble finding a piece of A4 paper in the U.S. This is because the U.S. measures paper in inches. Most other countries measure it in millimeters, or mm.The U.S. uses letter-size paper. It's shorter and wider than A4 paper. A4 paper is 210 millimeters by 297 millimeters. However, letter-size paper is 8.5 inches by 11 inches. That's the same as 216 millimeters by 280 millimeters. The different ways of measuring things cause this slight difference between the two kinds of paper.
Paper. Paper. Freddy used 3 pieces of paper for his math homework. Freddy used 3 pieces of paper for his math homework. Measure. Measure. Measure, measured, measured. Roger measured his living room before he bought a new sofa. Roger measured his living room before he bought a new sofa. short, short. Julia cut her hair short for the summer. Julia cut her hair short for the summer. Wide, wide. This street is only wide enough for bicycles, not cars. The street is only wide enough for bicycles, not cars.
认识智慧
Millimeter Slight